KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. Today is Monday, May 20th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, light rain, 51 degrees.
A rollover crash on New Bingham Highway. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. When exactly did the White House find out about the IRS targeting conservative groups? It could have been weeks ago.
Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, a White House lawyer learned about this several weeks ago during an audit of the IRS. That's what at least one White House official is saying. And Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio tells ABC's This Week he wants a special counsel now to look into this.
I just find it very hard to believe that lower-level employees here in Cincinnati, Ohio, took this on themselves. And that it went on for a couple years without anybody knowing about it.
Portman's written a letter to President Obama wanting to know the White House's role in this scandal. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
New answers in the Susan Cox Powell case. An update is expected from West Valley Police today after a busy week of developments. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more information. Andrew?
Grant, West Valley Police have scheduled a news conference for 3 o'clock this afternoon. When it happens, we'll bring it to you live here on KSL. Cox family attorney Ann Bremner is saying she expects police to release thousands of documents related to the Susan Powell case. Late last week, Chuck Cox disputed some of the details in a People magazine report that pointed a finger at Josh Powell's brother Michael as an accomplice.
I never told them that, that detectives believe Josh drove the town and country northwest in a snowstorm. That's totally wrong.
Cox also revealed that police did actually find bones in Oregon, but they're believed to be animal bones. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Wildlife officials are trying to relocate a bear that likes to hang out near homes in a Provo Canyon neighborhood. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
This is a juvenile bear that's hanging out in Provo Canyon. It's been in a residential area. It's been showing up the past few days. And the DWR, they tried to scare it off, but since they set up a trap.
It hasn't shown any aggression and hasn't done any damage, really. So it's just one of those no harm, no foul incidents where we will just relocate it.
Scott Root with the DWR says these younger bears, they like to follow their nose, and once they catch it, they'll move that bear to the Diamond Fork area. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Saratoga Springs police are still investigating a three-car accident that sent six people to the hospital this weekend. A truck hit a minivan, then an SUV near 12th West and State Route 73. Police say alcohol and drugs appear not to have been a factor, but distracted driving may have been.
A crash in Tooele County injured five people, three of whom are in critical condition. Troopers say a driver drifted to the side of I-80 Sunday morning, overcorrected and rolled. No one in the car was wearing a seatbelt.
A big crash in Connecticut means this morning's commute will be tougher than normal for 30,000 Connecticut residents. A train derailed last week. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy says they will be running a bus bridge.
There are going to be substantial delays until we get this line back in full service. Residents should plan for a week's worth of disruptions.
Malloy is urging those commuting into New York to carpool, work from home, or get a room in the city and stay there until the rail line can be restored.
Other national stories KSL is following. For the fifth time in 3 days, North Korea has launched a projectile off its eastern shore. It's not known yet if the projectiles are a new type of artillery or missiles. North Korea says it's part of drills to improve its defense against what it calls a combined U.S. and South Korean threat.
The FBI is investigating the training accident that killed two agents. The FBI says it happened off the coast of Virginia Beach and that the two agents were on the hostage rescue team. The team most recently rescued a 5-year-old boy being held by a 65-year-old man in an underground bunker.
A moment of silence and words of commemoration at Hofstra University's graduation. A 21-year-old student was killed by police gunfire during an armed robbery at her home.
Andrea had a bit of advice that she took from a Bob Marley song. It was, live the life you love and love the life you live.
Hofstra President Stuart Rabanowitz says their thoughts and prayers are with the girl's family, friends, and classmates.
As funeral arrangements get underway for Frances Monson, wife of Thomas S. Monson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, people visiting Temple Square Sunday, like Dolores Shama, have tender thoughts for the couple.
She has followed him on all of these tours that they have taken for the church, and she has been such a wonderful wife to President Monson.
A date and time for Sister Monson's funeral has yet to be announced.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News,
where out-of-state buyers are snatching up Utah land. I'm Logan Daniels.
A rollover accident on the new Bingham Highway and a crash westbound I-80 at I-215's West Belt. We'll talk about those coming up on the Nines.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
And in life, the Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
Using the web to sell old textbooks can get you more money. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The news is sponsored by First Option Mortgage. The First Option team can help get a lower rate only if you call First Option Mortgage. KSL News Time is 7:07.
One of the founders of Zango is suing his partners for corporate looting. He says the CEO and board chairman embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars in company assets for personal use and gifts. But the CEO's attorney denies it. Zango is based in Lehigh. It has an estimated $2 billion in revenue.
Park City Realtors say the market is heating up. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has details.
Total real estate sales in Park City are up 25% from 1 year ago. If you want anything with walls and a roof, those prices are up 10%, averaging more than $400,000. President of the Park City Board of Realtors, Jeff Spencer, says half of the transactions are in cash.
Buyers have been sitting waiting on the side to then realize the market's at the bottom and then just get back in and say, okay, it's going to cost me more from here on out, so I'll jump in and I'll buy at this point.
Spencer says the market outlook is so bright, some builders are even putting up spec homes again. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
Yahoo has reportedly agreed to pay a whopping $1.1 billion for the blogging and social network platform Tumblr.
It really gives users the ability to create blog posts and post a lot of photos. A lot of people use it to post animated GIFs, or GIFs as some call it. And in general, it's become this really hot social network or blogging platform that people are using not only to interact with other Tumblr users. You can like their posts, you can reshare their posts, but it's actually become sort of a back end for people to create their own websites as well.
ABC News technology editor Joanna Stern says the internet startup is owned by a 26-year-old high school dropout.
The contestants are still singing and the judges still fighting, but America isn't still watching. Viewership is down again at American Idol, and now there's word Fox may clear the judges' table next season and start fresh. Randy Jackson is leaving, but Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Keith Urban may not be asked back.
Oh, dear. KSL News Time, 7:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center. A couple of problems, Andy.
Yeah, we got the one accident still being cleaned up, North 15 in Utah County at Spanish Fork. not really much of an issue there, but a rollover over on in West Jordan on New Bingham Highway at about 5300 West. That's near Copper Hills High, but for those of you heading north on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, haven't seen any major delays at this point, despite very wet road conditions. Ricky?
Well, Andy, for those coming in from the north, we are seeing a pretty nice ride southbound on I-15. Even though we've had some heavy traffic in Davis County, it hasn't slowed down despite the rain. On the valley's west side, we do have a small accident. It is westbound on I-80. It's right at the bottom of where I-215's west belt ramp joins up. It is over to the right, caused a little bit of slowing for those coming off the ramp. But overall, no big issue there. Sponsored by Clearfield City, the city that's got it made. Location, workforce, jobs, and global. Globally reaching products, Clearfield City is open for business. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL with the center. A steady rain this morning, and most of that ought to end by late morning in the midday. Then a hint of sunshine for the midday hours with a few more showers or storms that could pop up with the heating of the day. High temperature 68. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 51 downtown.
Memorial Day coming up, and we're watching the weather all week. We've got the 7-day forecast coming up at 20 minutes past the hour, and we'll also help you get out of town safely with triple team coverage with Scott and Maria on Thursday and Friday afternoon right here.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have...
Stop that!
And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Visit us at Mormon.org.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 75 years. A client explained the other day that while in a different business, they compete directly with major corporations like Adobe and eBay every day. They compete for talent, and they're not alone. The same holds true for Midwest. One of the biggest challenges we face today is finding and hiring the right employees. But I know this, our success depends on recruiting, attracting, and retaining great people, and our office environment needs to speak to that. What does that have to do with office furniture? Everything. At Midwest, we're experts at designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, one per person household per day. Only valid on same day receipts dated May 24th through the 27th, 2013. And not valid on gift card purchases. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284.
77% of people polled said they wanted a higher level in order to get a clean sweep at the Republican convention. But over the weekend, no, not even that bone could be thrown. We'll talk about that on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL. KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
West Valley police are expected to reveal more details in the Susan Powell case today. A news conference is planned this afternoon. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. UTA says the number of people using the airport tracks line has held steady since it opened last month. About 27,000 riders boarded the line during the first week. That average has stayed the same. The agency says it compares favorably with other light rail line openings.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
A lot of wet roads causing some slowdowns on I-15. We probably wouldn't see this early. We've got an accident on the ramp from 215 to westbound 80 over by the airport. And an accident. Doesn't appear to be any injuries, though. A rollover, New Bingham Highway, 5300 West. Andy Farnth within the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain continues for the morning hours. It's going to stay on the cool side. We'll get a little bit of sun afternoon with some additional showers popping up then. High 68. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, it is 51 downtown.
New research finds the testosterone pills that drug makers spend millions of dollars advertising each year may not be worth the risk. Lisa Gill is prescription drugs editor for Consumer Reports magazine.
We started to really take a closer look at these drugs, and we've discovered that there are some very significant risks, and the benefits of them really may not be as fantastic, perhaps, as the ads might lead you to believe.
The research shows testosterone may speed up the growth of prostate cancers and increase the risk of heart attacks.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. As college kids end another school year, I'm here to give you a tip on what to do with unwanted textbooks. Consider selling them online. I know most of you just go to the campus bookstore and you'll get about 50% of what you paid, but if you sell online, you can get up to 70% back. That's because those online stores can sell them for a higher price at schools where the demand may be higher. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
A robbery, a high-speed chase, a deadly shootout in Evanston. We go in-depth in just a few minutes.
KSL's top national story. Forecasters say more tornadoes could hit the nation's midsection today. Violent storms ripped through Iowa, Kansas, and Oklahoma yesterday. At least one person was killed.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Georgia also got hit pretty hard with 7 inches of rain in just a few hours. Homes were flooded, roads washed out. This woman spent terrifying minutes trapped in her house, afraid because she doesn't know how to swim.
All I was thinking was, am I going to die?
She lost her house. It's going to be a nightmare commute in the Big Apple this morning. That train derailment Friday means 30,000 riders need another way to get to work.
Crews will have to replace 2,000 feet of track plus overhead wires and signals. More than 70 people were injured when two Metro North trains collided Friday evening. This morning, the scramble is on to get to work.
ABC's Lisa Colagrassi says the trains may not be back in service until the end of the week. Graduates at Hofstra University wore white ribbons during commencement ceremony, a tribute to the young woman killed in a home invasion just a few days ago. 21-year-old Andrea Ribello was killed by an officer's bullet after the guy holding her in a headlock raised his gun towards police.
You can't imagine that anything will ever happen to a student. Nobody deserves a fate like this.
That's one of her professors. A tourist from Brazil was killed when two sightseeing balloons collided in Turkey during a tour of volcanic rock formations. 24 others were hurt. United Airlines is returning its 787s to the air today. The feds grounded the planes back in January because of those smoldering batteries. Could be a while before the holder of the winning $590 million Powerball jackpot comes forward. Ticket was bought in the small Florida town of Zephyr Hills. Lump sum cash option, about $376 million.
Here's the story.
And 40 years ago today, the Brady Bunch shot its famous King's Island episode of the classic sitcom. That's an amusement park in Ohio. This weekend, it was a Brady reunion at that very park. Greg, Peter, and Cindy Brady were all there.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking pics with fans, having a great time. That's Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, and Susan Olsen.
Eating pudding.
Eating pudding, having just lots of fun.
I met Susan Olsen once.
Did you really?
At East High School.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Grew up watching that show.
Brady.
For sure. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you've been listening to the KSL Extra, by the way, at 15 and 45.
And right now at 719, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how are those problems now, Andy?
Well, the one in Utah County at Spanish Fork, still over to the left shoulder, but never really caused any delays. Roads are wet in the Springville-Spanish Fork portion. As you go up, though, into Provo, Orem, Linden, then they dry out. Fortunately, you get back to the wet roads before you get to Point of the Mountain, and you'll see some slightly reduced speeds all the way through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Ricky?
Well, Andy, for those traveling southbound on I-15 there in Davis County, it's been delay-free despite some patches of busy traffic, and we haven't seen any kind of real issues with the rain. It's been a soaked and soggy commute. We do have the cleanup of the accident that was traveling westbound I-80 right there at I-215's West Belt. But we do have lanes blocked going northbound and eastbound there at New Bingham Highway and about 5200 West due to a rollover accident. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast. Here is Grant Wayman.
Well, the rain from the weekend continues into the first part of the week with steady rain this morning. And that should give way to some clearing by the midday, but then we'll expect a few more pop-up showers or storms in the afternoon. 68 the high. Tomorrow, more sunshine at 78. Wednesday's our warmest day of the week, 83 and breezy. Thursday, just a touch cooler, mid-70s and partly cloudy. Friday, sunshine 77. Weekend, sunshine near 80. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 51 downtown.
In death now on something no one expected to happen in a quiet town, the robbery, high-speed chase, and deadly shootout in Evanston, Wyoming.
KSL 5, Sandra Yee reports.
Neighbors say named Keith Lobocki lived with his parents and son in this Evanston neighborhood. Police say after some kind of argument yesterday, Lobocki fired a shot outside his parents' house, then headed into town with a rifle.
You wouldn't think it would happen in a small town, but it could happen anywhere.
Police say 43-year-old Keith Lobocki left his parents' home, then went into Sports World on Front Street. Worker Raymond Fruits found himself staring down the barrel of Lobocki's rifle.
And as I went to go shut the door and lock it, he took a shot at me and went through the window and missed probably about 12 inches or so, missed me.
The bullet went through a front window and through this ammunition stand.
At first, I thought it was shot. The percussion from the blast and all that, you know, I'm all checking myself, making sure I wasn't hit.
He says Lobocki then took off in his vehicle, which police saw speeding on Highway 150. Police say Lobocki was going so fast, he eventually lost control of his Ford Explorer at the I-80 interchange. An officer hit the back of his vehicle to stop it.
When the vehicle came to a stop, the suspect pointed the rifle directly at an Evanston police officer from inside his vehicle.
An officer and a Uinta County Sheriff's deputy fired their guns, killing Lobocki.
We are incredibly lucky today that we didn't have more damage, we didn't have more people wounded.
Police say Lobocki has a long criminal history. They've had run-ins with him since 1989. Neighbors say he has a history of drug problems. Lobocki's family declined to talk to us. In Evanston, Sandra Yee, KSL 5 News.
Can you imagine that happening in that...
Yeah.
Little town where we've all been. Anyway, we'll follow that story, of course, on KSL News Radio and other stories that we're following. West Valley Police are holding a press conference this afternoon at 3 o'clock on the Susan Powell case. That leads us to believe that they have something to tell us they've not told us before now. You'll hear that press conference at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Scott Maria on Utah's Afternoon News.
One more look at the futures market before the Wall Street opens for business at 7:30 our time. That's coming up on Utah's Morning News.
Right now, KSL News Time is 7:23. It's time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
Inventing and space are nothing new for Dr. J.C. Batty. With a doctorate in mechanical engineering from MIT and a long career in both teaching at Utah State University and working at USU's Space Dynamics Laboratory in Logan, space has always been an important area of focus for him. And now it's a basis for the company he launched a few years ago, Thermal Management Technologies. Heroic thermal management is often required for spacecraft in the harsh thermal environment of space, where there's direct sun with no atmosphere to mitigate its rays. USU's Space Dynamics Lab has a strong legacy of placing infrared cameras aboard spacecrafts, but they must be kept very cold, within a few degrees of absolute zero, a temperature that must be maintained exactly. What Dr. Batty and his team at Thermal Management Technologies have done is create thermal structure panels to regulate the temperature of the spacecraft so it stays the same despite the conditions. It's a concept Dr. Batty has been working on for 20 years. He says the only way to get heat out and to cool a spacecraft is by radiation. Radiator panels attached to a spacecraft are ordinarily made out of aluminum, but the thermal management team's secret sauce is a technology that keeps the spacecraft and radiators at essentially a uniform temperature. Right now, they're anticipating a ride into space to fully qualify this technology for widespread use by the aerospace community. Dr. Batty has grown Thermal Management Technologies to 12 employees with some of the top engineering minds in his field on board.
They're also busy developing a variety of other thermal management technologies, including the conversion of saline or brackish water to drinking water for deployed troops, processing Utah's potash resources in an environmentally friendly way, creating low-cost water flow meters to promote water conservation, and cooling lithium-ion batteries. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Utah's money. Imagine making $70 million and being disappointed. That's what happened. Star Trek tops at the box office, but it missed sales projections. Paramount hoped that it would make over $100 million. Iron Man 3 took second place.
The Salt Lake International Airport is getting a facelift, a $2 billion facelift. Salt Lake City officials are drawing up plans to give more mountain views, faster takeoffs, and workout equipment. Workers are expected to break ground next spring.
A lot of attention to the Federal Reserve this Wednesday. Chairman Ben Bernanke will testify about the economy before the Joint Economic Committee. And the National Association of Realtors will release the existing home sales report.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment just before the opening bell. And the Dow futures are down 16, S&P's down 1.7, and the NASDAQ down 6.75.
Coming up on KSL, we'll tell you about an 11-year-old hero, a very brave boy. He was attacked by three Rottweilers. He's doing just fine, and he's talking about it. That's coming up with Grant and Amanda.
Memorial Day 2013.
Hi, I'm Specialist Ronald Twitchell. I'd like to give a shout-out to my wife and daughters in Provo, Utah.
KSL remembers our troops serving overseas.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Andrew Jay. I'm deployed here to Katmani, Afghanistan. I just want to say hi to my wife, Cindy, and my son, Austin.
Hi, this is Specialist Deidre Blackhorse. I love you and miss you all. I'll be home soon.
Hi, my name is Specialist Barker. I want to give a shout-out to my in-laws in Clearfield, Utah.
And we remember those who have given their lives in our service. This Memorial Day, we thank you. From KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
From practical to playful, Clearfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clearfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddle boards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Winner, Axiom Financial is your smart mortgage solution and equal housing lender.
Rainy days and Mondays, Amanda. KSL News Time, 729. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. And the rain has caused a couple of problems, Andy.
Yeah, we've got some slowing on I-15 now, pretty heavy from Bangor Highway all the way up through 90th South, and some additional delays right after the South Interchange. We had a rollover accident a little bit earlier. Looks like part of the eastbound direction closed as you head between 56th West and Grizzly Way, and even maybe a little bit past that. But that's going to cause a little delay out in West Jordan. Ricky?
Andy, we've also had some slower speeds southbound I-15 in Layton and Kaysville, starting right around the mall area and going down to about 200 north. Most of the slowing right now is going to be in the Kaysville area, so keep that in mind. After that, we have a pretty good drive despite some busy traffic going through Centerville, Bountiful, and North Salt Lake coming into downtown. Get a new Ram 1500 quad cab for just $299 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's kind of a mixed bag Monday. We're expecting steady rain this morning. Most of that ought to taper off by the midday. That'll give way to some sunshine. Temperature's about 68. Could see a few more showers and storms popping up, though, with the heating of the day this afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 51 degrees.
I-15 traffic starting to slow down. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, an Elkridge family is trying to cope after finding out over the weekend their soldier son was killed in Afghanistan.
KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
Jim Taft says his son died from a bomb that killed three soldiers, and now the family is trying to cope with the loss.
He was my boy, you know, he was me. I love old cars, he loves old cars. I love it. It seems like everything I love, he loved.
His son Cody was an Army medic and had been a firefighter before joining the Army. Details on the funeral are still pending. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The nation's Midwest got pounded yesterday with severe weather, and more storms are lining up for today. Brian Martin has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, rescue workers are still trying to get people safely out of Little Axe, Oklahoma. This woman shared her trailer with 13 others.
We waited until it cleared out, and then when we came out, the house and everything, the trees and the electric, and we thought we were going to be trapped there all night.
One person was killed yesterday, at least 21 others hurt. The National Weather Service says severe weather is possible today, much further north, this time towards Chicago. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Police in Washington State are investigating another ricin attack. The Postal Service found threatening letters addressed to the Spokane Post Office and to a federal judge in Spokane. No arrests have been made yet.
Las Vegas police arrested two men they say killed a teenage boy over an iPad. Officers say the 15-year-old boy was walking down the street with the iPad when one of the suspects got out of a car and tried to take it from him. He wouldn't let go, and the car ran over him. The boy's father says the iPad was his birthday present.
Residents in Evanston, Wyoming will try and get back to their normal routines today after a high-speed chase ended with the death of an attempted robbery suspect. Raymond Fruit says Naeem Labaki came into his store with a rifle.
He came in and was demanding a fully automatic pistol and some ammunition to go with it, and we're like, we don't have fully automatic. He goes, give me an automatic pistol now. And he's pointing the gun at our heads.
Labaki swung the rifle at several customers and then left. He crashed his SUV and then reportedly pointed the gun at an Evanston police officer and was shot and killed.
The man accused of shooting and killing his 5-month-old son has a hearing today in Utah County. American Fork police say 21-year-old Joshua Peterson killed his baby in early April. A family member stopped him from killing himself.
Dozens of stitches and an ordeal he'll never forget. A St. George boy is talking about being attacked by Rottweilers. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams begins our live team coverage. Andrew?
Amanda, K.J. Reed only remembers some of what took place 2 weeks ago, the horrible gnashing.
I do remember the dog biting right here and yanking on my leg.
He suffered bites up and down his body. 4 of his ribs were broken in the attack. The muscles covering those ribs were actually exposed.
Most of the nurses say I'm the toughest kid they've ever treated.
The dogs remain quarantined as animal control continues to investigate. The good news is Reed has no permanent damage. 62 stitches on the outside of his body, though. Believe it or not, the vicious attack hasn't scared the 11-year-old away from dogs. He still plays with his own. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
So what do you do if you're out for a walk or a run and an angry dog charges right at you? One expert says don't run away. Our KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues our team coverage.
Remember, dogs are built with predator-prey responses.
So if something's running or moving quickly catches their attention, the basic instinct is go after it.
Chief Investigator John Paul Fox with the Humane Society of Utah says one time he couldn't move for half an hour with an angry German Shepherd around the corner. Finally, its owner rescued him. Joggers should freeze without making a sound, but
if they get you on the ground, curl up in a ball, protect your face, get bitten on some object if you're carrying something. If not, give them an arm.
Carry dog repellent and call animal control from a safe distance if possible. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The San Antonio Spurs jumped out to an early lead and never looked back in a 105-83 drubbing of the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals yesterday. The Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers get underway on Wednesday.
If you want to get Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III a present for his wedding this summer, you better hurry. Fans found out the former Heisman Trophy winner and his fiancée were registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and have now purchased almost every item the couple requested.
Utah's Morning News continues. New rules about sunscreen to know about.
And we're checking traffic and weather together. We're starting to see northbound slowdowns between the Bangor and 90th South. That's just ahead on the 9s.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's Facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
Reading getting sprinklers going this year.
Whatever. Once it gets past 60 degrees, that's the only way my kids bathe.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, Senator Mike Lee says everything's going wrong in Washington because the federal government is just too big. We'll speak to him live.
And the news is sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchairs, scooters, and home oxygen. KSL News Time is 7:37.
The economy is expected to pick up strength between now and the end of next year.
The latest forecast for growth speaks of
positive trends in the economy.
Positive trends including more jobs and spending by consumers.
The panelists are more upbeat regarding consumer spending for this year and next year.
Nayantara Hensel of the National Association for Business Economics says growth is expected to improve between now and the end of 2014, but government spending cuts are a negative.
The economy only grew about 2.5% in the first quarter of this year, and in large part that was because of the sharp 11.5% drop in military spending.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
Parents beware, there are new warnings out for sunscreen labels, so don't fall victim to the tricks. Sunbathers this summer will find new sunscreen labels that are designed to make the products more effective and easier to use. Terms like waterproof are now banned.
And in other news, researchers in Utah might have found a new healthy cooking oil made out of all things, algae. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Technically, it's microalgae, and unlike other vegetation, it can grow with salt water, which we have plenty of in Utah. Professors at Utah State University say the oil they can extract from this algae has the right kind of lipid chain to produce the kind of mouthfeel cooking oils need. And to think, they were looking to make biodiesel when they first started out.
But researchers say it will take a long time before it can be produced commercially. They have to show that they can grow the algae and process it on a large scale.
A move against food fraud in Europe will make fans of good olive oil happy. The European Union is banning unlabeled refillable olive oil bottles in restaurants. It's supposed to make it tougher for restaurants to pass off rancid tasting oils for high quality product. KSL News Time is 7:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see now, Andy?
Well, right now I'm seeing a lot of delay on I-15. It's backing up on the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain where the rain started hitting hard again. So expect a few extra minutes of backup there. Then wet roads have you a little under the speed limit, more probably than usual, from Bangor Highway all the way up to 90th South. I see some lanes blocked on New Bingham Highway out by Copper Hills High and Grizzly Way intersection. Looks like you can only get by to the far left. Ricky?
Andy, southbound slowdowns continue in Davis County there in Layton and Kaysville, and then they break up for the most part of Centerville, Farmington and Centerville, until you see the brake lights waiting for you once again as you're coming into 5th South Bountiful. Those continue through Woods Cross. You get another break in the action again. More slowdowns right after, right around Warm Springs Road there at 2300 North coming towards downtown. It's been problem-free this morning over to the east on I-80 and I-215, Bank of American Fork. Your online banking specialist. Visit their new site, bankaf.com, today. It's banking when and where you need it. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. We've got ourselves a storm system here, a lingering rain this morning, and then we'll expect a lot of the steady rain to push out by late morning. We'll get a hint of sunshine by the midday, and then we could see a few more showers with thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon. High 68. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines of Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And downtown, we still have 51 degrees.
We've been following the Susan Powell case for years now, wondering what happened to her. The West Valley Police Department, they're holding a press conference this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we just wonder, are they going to share with us some new news? Hopefully they will. We'll carry that live for you here on KSL, and then, of course, have the latest for you on Utah's Afternoon News.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. All right, before you invest in an ordinary mattress, find out why 8 million people are sleeping better tonight, and I'm the 8 million and one-th, because, you know, the Sleep Number bed is a great bed, and it has the dual air technology, and what that does is it means you can adjust each side of your bed to the ideal level of comfort that you want. My Sleep Number is 60, and it's easy to find out what your Sleep Number is. You go into a Sleep Number store. I'll tell you where they are around here in just a second. And you'd lay down on the mattress. They do the pressure mapping, and you can figure out what the best Sleep Number is for you and your sleep partner. But you'll only find a Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. You're going to save money, too. Queen mattresses start at $699. And right now, you can enjoy individualized comfort at an extraordinary value on the closeout of their Sleep Number Classic Special Edition bed sets. Only $1,299, so an instant savings of $600. You can find your Sleep Number store, University Parkway, right next to Chili's in Orem. That's the newest one. Fashion Place Mall in the Dillard's Wing. And in the Layton Hills Mall, upper level, right near JCPenney. Tell them Grant Nielsen sent you in.
Want to lower your car payment? Utah Community Credit Union is offering a lowest payment guarantee on auto, boat, and RV loans. At UCCU, we want to give you the lowest monthly payment possible. We're talking basement floor low. In fact, UCCU guarantees it'll be the lowest payment you'll find anywhere, or dinners on us. But that's not all. When you transfer your current auto loan to UCCU, we'll give you a 1% loan transfer cash rebate up to $250 per loan. With rates as low as 2.69%, plus a lowest payment guarantee and a loan transfer cash rebate up to $250 per loan, a UCCU auto loan is a smart decision. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or give us a call at 801-223-8228. That's 801-223-UCCU. Utah Community Credit Union. Inspiring smart auto loan decisions. Some restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
We'll be joined by our Andrew Adams right off the top of the program today. We're going to talk about what the heck is going on with the Susan Powell case. Some interesting comments in People magazine, but how valid are they? We'll get into it all on today's Doug Wright Show.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Certification needed for a high-paying job. Visit careerpathhigh.com.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, Utah County family is waiting for arrangements to bring their son's body home. Private First Class Cody Towse was killed by a bomb in Afghanistan last week. Flags are up around his family's Elk Ridge neighborhood.
Other local stories we're following. West Valley City Police will reveal the progress and work being done on the Susan Powell missing persons case today. Last week, police searched the Scotts Mills area of Oregon. Susan's father says officers found bones, but likely animal bones.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 still really backed up at the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain and through much of the south end of the commute. It's also getting pretty slow on South 15 in our usual spots, Centerville and Bountiful. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain is likely to stick around through most of the morning and partly cloudy with a slight chance of some additional showers afternoon, or highs into the upper 60s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
51 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. It could be a while before the holder of the winning $590 million Powerball jackpot comes forward. The ticket was bought in the small Florida town of Zephyr Hills. The winner has 60 days to claim the lump sum cash option, estimated at around $377 million.
There's often a scandal in Washington, but right now, three at a time.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Senator Mike Lee, to give us his take on all the shenanigans going on our nation's Capitol Hill. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
One of the comments that we read when we were, talking about interviewing you today was your allegation that government is just too big and how can anybody get their arms around it. Could you address that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I found myself in a rare moment of agreement with David Axelrod, the former presidential advisor, the other day, who said that this government is simply too vast for any one person, including the President of the United States, to be able to control. And he's absolutely right. We're a $4 trillion a year government. It is simply too big, and it's one of the reasons why we need to downsize it. It's one of the reasons why we need to simplify it. A government that's this big, that wields this much power, will inevitably be a government in which there's a lot of corruption and a lot of manipulation and abuse of that power.
And so that contributed to what happened with the IRS and what happened also in Benghazi?
Absolutely. When government gets this big, it becomes so difficult to control because it has arms, it has tentacles all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. And human beings, being what they are, which is imperfect, are going to become tempted to abuse that power from time to time. The best way to limit the abuse of that power is to limit the power that that government has. That's exactly what the Founding Fathers did when they reserved most powers to the states and to local governments, because they understood that the risk of abuse of power is greatest in a large national government. And that's what we have today, and that's what we need to address today.
Confidence in government is already pretty low, and this IRS scandal certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, that's right. And so what I'm trying to do is shed light on the fact that this isn't just a matter of mismanagement. This isn't just another one of those circumstances where we need to say, hey, let's go find the bad guys and make them accountable. This is a moment where we need to reflect and take a deep breath and say, things like this are going to happen, not only in Democratic administrations, but in Republican administrations. Things like this are not going to go away. They're not going to get better until such time as we choose to pare back government. We need to shrink it. We need to simplify it.
Does it concern you, Senator, that the president did not know about what happened at the IRS until he heard about it in the media?
Sure. Sure, that is cause for concern. I'm sure that that matter will be investigated, and assuming it's true, it's yet another indication that this thing is just too big. He's the leader of the free world, and he didn't even know what was going on in the IRS just a few blocks away from him. And power was abused under his administration, under his watch, in a really significant, really alarming way. But again, I'm not trying to make this about the president specifically, because I view this as much larger than that. This is more than just an act of neglect or mismanagement. This is about an out-of-control, runaway government that is subject to no one. In other words, no single individual or group of individuals can adequately oversee this.
Senator, thank you for your time this morning. Senator Mike Lee with us from the Capitol on our KSL Newsline.
And we've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 7:49, traffic and weather together on the nines, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to Andy Farnsworth in the traffic center.
I-15, very, very slow going this morning. The rain finally hit full force and right at the heart of the commute. We've got it coming down pretty hard right now on the northern end of Utah County, and so we've got slowdowns from Lehigh to Point of the Mountain, and then it's pretty thick as well. Even though the rain has eased up a little bit, the traffic is bumper to bumper most of the way from Bangor Highway up to 90th South, and then stop and go again as you cross the south interchange heading towards downtown. Ricky?
Andy, we are still seeing some heavy and slower traffic southbound I-15 there in Layton and Kaysville. By the time you're reaching the Highway 89 merge and headed towards Centerville, you'll see better speeds until right before Parrish Lane, and that's where things start to slow down again. It even turns to stop and go there at Bountiful around 4th North, 5th West. After Woods Cross, again, better speeds, but only until just after the Beck Street overpass, where you have another patch of slowing for southbounders. Got what it takes to be a Spartan? We'll see about that. The Reebok Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check that 7-day forecast all the way to Memorial Day.
Guys, hey, steady rain this morning, and then a few more showers could pop up with the heating of the day in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies midday, 68 the high. We will expect more sunshine and warmer tomorrow. Highs back in the upper 70s. Breezy and very warm Wednesday. We're back in the low 80s. Thursday, partly cloudy and it cools somewhat. High is 70s again for Thursday. Upper 70s Friday and sunshine. And upcoming weekend looks beautiful. Sunny near 80. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
51 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Are we falling out of love with our cars? Could this be the beginning of the demise of the automobile in our culture? Well, if you ask people who attended FutureCast, they sure think so. It seems the younger crowd just doesn't enjoy driving around in their ride as much as the older generations. Many said young people lack passion about cars to start interested in driving. Huh? Think about what's happened to cars recently. More automatic transmissions, more dull electrics and hybrids. Where's the passion? And with more people lining up to use transit, some say it's time to re-examine what it means to own a personal vehicle. Steve McQueen just rolled over in his grave. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
77% of people polled said they wanted a higher level in order to get a clean sweep at the Republican convention. But over the weekend, no, not even that bone could be thrown. We'll talk about that on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. by replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THB, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THB in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THB. Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regents. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regents, your health connected. Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manta presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, West Valley Police plan to hold a press conference this afternoon at 3 o'clock to tell us the latest information in the Susan Powell case. You will hear that live on KSL News Radio, and we'll give you the details coming up.
And watching Utah's money now, looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, about 26 minutes into trading, down 28.97.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to MyHeartScan.com. That's MyHeartScan.com. Go to MyHeartScan.com today.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's Facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at GoodNeighborPharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Dealerships and first to you, Andy.
A lot of delays on I-15 right now, Amanda. It's pretty backed up on the Utah County side. I'm seeing slowdowns. It's really about the middle of Lehigh all the way up past Highway 92 and over to the point of the mountain. It's also backed up between Bangor Highway and the South Interchange as you head north. And a little bit of delay on the 215 West Belt now appearing near the 21st South Freeway, Ricky.
Andy, still some slowdown southbound I-15, Layton and Kaysville, and again starting right around Glover Lane in Farmington, continuing through Woods Cross. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws to backhoes and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at diamondrental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Starting the week rainy and cloudy. We're going to end the week with really nice temperatures. Our 7-day forecast coming up at 20 past. We've got our eyes on Memorial Day. Right now, I can tell you, 51 degrees downtown Salt Lake.
So they saw a bear in Provo over the weekend.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You go outside to mow the grass and there's a bear.
Wait a minute.
We'll tell you more about that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL